There we go.
Ooh.
All righty, there we go.
Okay, what's going on with you, man?
All right, so I sent it over to you. Don't look at the, you can't look at the first two if you want to, but there's errors on them. The okay. first
well,
one.
You know what? Do me a favor. You got it. I'm driving right now. You know? Can you? You don't mind? Read it to me.
Sure. Let me do something real quick before I do that.
Yeah, just read it to me. That way I don't have to read that when I get home. I know when we're good to go and I'll sign it. And did your manager sign it? Because I want it signed by everybody.
I can have him sign it if you want.
Yeah. I want your manager to sign it, brother. I want him to sign it. The bank. You guys have a bank stamp and then the signature and you sign is good. I want to make sure everything is legal, brother. Legal.
Okay. Just one sec. Let me do this real quick.
No problem.
I'm going to have to add a spot for him as the manager then, because it's just got room for me and you on there. But I'll read to you what I have so far. So basically, as it says, this agreement is entered in effective the 14th of September 2016 between Solar Water Inc. and Commercial Finance and Leasing Bank of Cardiff. Lessor deems it is in the best interest to enter into an agreement with Solar Water Inc. to enhance and facilitate the marketing of its services through the use of Solar Water Inc.'s efforts and services in promoting and or advertising Lessor services. Basically just because you might have something on your website that says financing or something like that, and it clicks to us.
Correct.
So, and it says Solar Water Inc. and Lessor desire to set forth their agreement in writing. And then it says on the actual agreement, it says, now, therefore, in consideration of the mutual promises contained herein and other good and valuable consideration, the receipt and sufficiency of which are hereby acknowledged, the parties hereto intending to be legally bound hereby agree to as follows. So it says duration renewal. Basically, on the duration renewal, I just put the term. It says this agreement will commence the effective date and shall continue, which is today. Shall continue December 31st, 2017, provided, however, the term shall be automatically renewed for successive annual calendar years thereafter, unless advance written notice or termination is provided by either party at least 30 days prior to the end of the current calendar year term. Mm-hmm. So basically just 30 days if you want to cancel it. I doubt you will, but if you ever need to. Then it says, material default. Other than terminated as provided on section 1.1, this agreement shall be only terminated by either party following any material default in the agreement, in the terms of this agreement, which remains uncured or outstanding for more than 10 days following written notice of the default. So, just some more legal mama jumbo. It says, any outstanding obligations that survive any termination of this agreement shall not affect any outstanding obligations of the parties hereto to each other incurred prior to termination, including without limitation the obligations of the lessor to pay any management fee, that's the fee that goes towards you, due for any transaction submitted prior to termination and closed within 30 days following termination. This section 1.3 shall survive the termination of this agreement for any reason. Mm-hmm. Then it says lease rates. Lease rates for Solar Water Inc. shall be the best available rates as determined by the lessor and its sole discretion. So obviously I'm going to give all your clients, we give all of our clients the best rates available anyway, so only makes sense to do that so they come back, right? And it says the fee. So this is where you get paid. It says for each lease closed by lessor from a referral from Solar Water Inc., lessor shall pay Solar Water Inc. a fee, the management fee, equal to 3% of the total equipment cost subject to the lease. This management fee shall be paid within 30 days following the end of the month during which the lease transaction is closed and funded. Upon 60 days, based off volume performance history, an incentive plan may be put into place to allow incentives for more than 3% management fee. So after 60 days, you know, 2 months, then we can rehash it, and I think at that point we'll be able to increase it. I don't see why not. Then it just says, binding all of the terms, covenants, agreements, and conditions herein contained shall be binding upon all the parties hereto and their respective executors, administrators, successors, and permitted assigns. Modification, neither this agreement nor any provisions here of may be changed, waived, discharged, or terminated orally or in any manner other than by an instrument in writing signed by the party against whom enforcement of the change, waiver, discharge, or termination is sought. Says any attorney fees. Says in the events. There's actually an error there too. Cool. Right. In the events, either party institutes a legal action to enforce the terms of this agreement, the prevailing party in such legal action shall be entitled to recover from the losing party its cost and reasonable attorney's fees incurred in said action. Mm-hmm. 3.4, assignment. This is the last one. It says neither party shall have the right to assign this agreement and its rights hereunder without the prior written consent to another party, which consent shall not be unreasonably withheld. And then it's just our signatures, and I just have it for you to sign first, for me to sign second, and then I can make another section for my boss to sign there as well.
Okay, you know what I would like to include in there too, if we can put in there, neither party is to circumvent one another, to try to circumvent one another.
Okay.
Yeah, put that in there, and put that in there, and because see, I know it's going to go well, because he just told me about a bunch of more sales that they have, so I know this term is good, like you said, for a year. So what I want in there also is after 2 months, brother, I want long-term, brother. I want security because I want to make, that's where you and I secure each other. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would never go anywhere else. So.
No, correct. So I'm just saying to you, everything else is good, but just put in there neither party's to circumvent, you know. Any party do, then, you know, you'd be bound to legal if you tried that. And then I would like to put in there after 2 months, based on volume sales, then we can renegotiate. I also want you to put the term of the contract too, because I want that to extend, because I know it's going to blow up. So that way we can go full throttle. You see what I'm saying? And I'd be like, oh, well, hold on, wait a minute. Let's see. Because this is only good for a year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So just put those two things in there and we're good, brother. Get over to me. Put a place for your manager to sign. Stamp it from the bank, you know, on a bank. I need a bank letterhead on it.
Yeah, I've got the Bank of Cardiff letterhead on there. And
okay, cool.
Let's see.
Cool. And if you can't put my name on there, Frank Hanser, CEO and founder.
Okay.
Solar Water Inc. Frank Hanser, CEO and founder. Please put that.
Yeah, absolutely. I can do that too. Is it okay if I do that the night when I get back from this doctor's appointment?
Okay.
Is that all right? I mean, I'll definitely get it to you tonight. Either way.
Okay, yeah, because I kind of told my guy that I would at least get him on the phone with you in the next hour.
Oh, really? Because I've got that doctor's appointment right now, man.
Yeah, I know. How long would it take you just to throw that little bit in there real quick?
Well, I can put a spot for his signature, and I can add your stuff on there. That's not a problem. I can do all that. But I don't know that I'll be able to get him to sign it today, you know what I mean, or right now. Because I'm not in the office. So you wanted to put Frank Hansard
Junior.
And Frank Hansard Jr.,
yeah, your CEO and founder. So wherever you put Solar Water Inc., follow it with Frank Hanser Jr., CEO and founder.
Okay. Let me knock this out real quick, and I will get right back to you.
Yeah, and then just fix the little error, I guess, that you saw right now.
Get
it to me, brother.
All right. I'm on it.
All right, bye. Thanks.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.